105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge
105. Welcome to Cambridge 105. I guess because there's four of you, you better all introduce yourselves so that the listeners know who you are. So starting over here, gentlemen.
I'm Ethan Finlan.
Noah Britton.
Jack Hankey.
New Michael.
What happened to old Michael?
I don't know. Maybe you've met a few old Michaels before.
I have one or two over the years. That's definitely for sure.
So only one or two. That's very surprising.
you never know. You're playing the Corpus Playroom tonight together. A couple of performances, I think, and a Q&A thrown in there as well. But I kind of like to start by finding out how you got together in the first place. How did you all meet?
Can we say that we're Asperger's R Us?
You can say that.
All Aspie sketch troupe. I was working at a camp. These guys were the campers. That was 12 years ago. And then they were so funny. So then we left. We left the program. And 7 years ago, we started Asperger's R Us. And now here we are touring Europe. And it's slightly smaller crowds than our first show.
Because over here, you guys aren't as overweight.
Yep. Exactly. We judge in kilos, whereas here, obviously, you judge in pounds. Or at least that's how we judge the success of a show, is the pounds we take in at the door.
Now I'm getting really confused already. what does the Asperger's aspect of it bring to the comedy? Do you think that... Are you just being yourselves anyway, or... does Asperger's bring in something which wouldn't otherwise be there?
Yeah, it brings in members of the public who have Asperger's.
No, we do Aspie style comedy with wordplay and absurdism, and then some very dark stuff. And Aspies seem to appreciate these things more than the neurotypicals do, or I should say, Aspies seem to appreciate those more than they appreciate neurotypical comedy a lot of the time. So that's why we're appealing to ourselves, and luckily that also appeals to a lot of people like us who we love.
Mm-hmm. The show isn't about autism or Asperger's. It's not educational at all. That's
unless you're thinking of it in terms of educational, in terms of how to be funny, and in that case, I think we're quite educational.
Or if you want to learn about our show, then it educates you on what our show is if you attend it.
I don't know. I've never left having learned anything.
I left learning what happened during the show.
And who would be your comedy heroes? Do you have anybody?
Superman. Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
In which incarnation?
Oh, the original. You know, he can do anything. Except for kryptonite. Boy, don't bring kryptonite to his performances.
It's always a dangerous issue bringing kryptonite, assuming you get it through customs in the first place. You've had a Netflix movie,
really?
A Netflix
really?
Documentary.
Which one?
Made about you? Is it not right?
We should watch
Netflix.
How did
you find out about this?
I have information, which I think I probably read on your website, actually, amongst other things.
The Norm Macdonald special, right? That was our special. No, our Netflix film. Yeah, it exists. Yeah. It is real.
And what does that do? That follow you around for a few weeks, or
do what? Did the movie follow us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this strange orb. It was. We didn't really know it was a movie. We thought it was a VHS tape.
Yeah, no. I thought it was a giant DVD. It was so shiny, I couldn't really see.
No. He's not asking about the sun. He's asking about the film.
Oh!
Yeah. You know that the sun was based on DVD technology. That's how the idea for the sun occurred. Someone was looking at themselves in a DVD and was like, this is so shiny and bright and round. What if I use this for the whole planet? And here we are, 5 years later, and the sun is brightly shining still. No one remembers beforehand. It's an amazing world. Look outside and enjoy it.
Well, their memories are an illusion.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Don't look directly at the DVD, even during an eclipse.
So I take it the film crew, you didn't really notice the film crew following you around, really, did you? You were just looking and discovering other things.
Oh, yeah. We aren't really interested in the film crew. You know, their job is to be interested in us.
Yeah. I mean, we're all straight, and they were all an all-male group, so we weren't really interested in them.
The the movie's out there, and if you want to see something that's less funny than the show, you can watch it. But if you want to see some funny stuff, you can watch our videos on YouTube or on our website.
Or
our show tonight.
Yeah, if you're in Cambridge. Is anyone out there in Cambridge? Raise your hand.
Woo!
Raise your hand if you're in Cambridge.
I think at least half a dozen hands just shot up right the way across the city.
Wow, so you have an octopus that listens to
we
the
do.
Station.
So we do.
That's amazing.
That doesn't use all of his tentacles.
Yeah. Well, he's got to have two to stay up.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Cambridge before, to our wonderful city?
I have once.
Yeah, we performed a couple of shows in Cambridge.
At MIT.
Yeah, we performed at MIT before. That's Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Right.
Is that the right Cambridge?
You didn't say which.
And that's also a very good point. Thank
how
you for
can there be a wrong
that.
Cambridge, you know? Cities aren't wrong. Just let them be.
You just be who they are, yeah.
It's like my favorite American songwriter said, let it be.
When I studied at Oxford, a far superior university,
you're expecting how many people in the audience tonight out of that comment?
Zero.
He's saying far superior to MIT. Don't alienate our MIT fans.
Oh, yeah, good point. I won't. MIT is almost as good as Oxford. Anyway, went to Cambridge for the Model UN and represented Russia on the Security Council, and we annexed Egypt. So if you guys want to come see us perform a live rendition of that, don't come to our show tonight because right. That's not going to be a sketch.
Jack, isn't Model UN basically LARPing?
Except you sit down the whole time and you pass notes.
Okay. So it's like a dollar version of LARPing. Shout out to the Model UN.
Corpus Playroom, where you're performing tonight, is an interesting venue. It's quite small. It's compact, but it's just such an intimate feel with the audience. Is that a good thing for your show, would you say?
Well, if there's only 20 people in the crowd, definitely. We don't like playing 50,000-seat venues when there's only 20 people there. So we're excited for that part.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited for the Corpus Playroom, which translates to body playroom. So, you know, we assume it's built on like a graveyard, right?
You realize that there's a graveyard right the way across from us here.
It's the famous haunted.
Famous Mill Road Cemetery, which links, our part of Cambridge with across to the Mill Road itself.
I don't mean to be rude, but please stop talking about that. Noah's terrified of spirits.
Is that an issue? I'm sorry, no, I do apologize.
You've triggered him
over here.
If you guys didn't bring that up, that ghost wouldn't be over there right now. I think his name is David.
I don't know where that thing came from.
It's a ghost. It came from the Mill Street Graveyard. We already explained that.
Very, very possibly did.
We'd like to shout out.
He's winking at us as well.
Oh, God, he's terrifying. He won't leave us alone. No matter where I look, he's there. If I look here or here or here, he's there. That was a joke for the radio listeners.
It works particularly well in color. How many weeks left of your European tour then now?
What day is it?
12.
At first I was thrown because I thought
he asked how many weeks left.
One and a half, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're leaving Europe on the 26th, so 2 weeks.
We get back on the 27th.
Yes, two weeks left. We'll be in Ireland and the UK several times over the next week or so.
And then finally Germany.
Mm-hmm.
If
any of you live on a military base in Kaiserslautern or Baumhofter, then you should come see us on the 24th and 25th in Germany.
And where in the States is home? Do you all live in the same city or district?
We live in the same state, yes.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, Ethan and Jack live in Essex County, Noah lives in Suffolk County, and I live in Middlesex County.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all famous names, of course, that they stole when they named England.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a sore subject back home. We got a lot of dirty looks when we told them we were coming over here.
I'm not surprised. Just don't go to any tea parties in Boston. It could get very dangerous indeed
for
you.
Because they don't cook their tea properly.
Yeah, we did. We did our Independence Day in London. We did a show
on 4th July.
Yeah.
It was quite nice. We threw some fireworks.
Yeah, I lit off a firework on stage. To celebrate our Independence Day.
We wanted to throw tea into the audience in honor of our famous party,
mm-hmm.
But we couldn't afford any, so I just threw candy into the audience instead.
Well, we could afford it, but what we couldn't do is afford to pay the king's tariff on it, so we couldn't do that.
That's terrible, to quote our founding fathers.
Well, look, thank you all very much for coming in.
When do we start?
Chatting with us.
Yeah, when does the interview start? This is the pre-interview, right?
Yeah. When do we go live?
We'll go live eventually. Maybe
okay.
We will.
We should all check out Asperger's or Us on Facebook and Twitter and AspergersRUs.com.
Yeah, search for at Cambridge105.
Yeah, and come see us tonight, 7 and 9:30 at the ADC Theater Corpus Playroom. It'll be much funnier than anything else.
Especially this interview.
thanks very much, guys.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah.